email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
The wonderful Pauline MacLean joined us in studio.
What's left of her? What's left of her after this year we've had? There's more of me.
A virtual hug, since we're talking about hugs.
I'll take that, thanks. I'll give you an elbow in return, but I'm not allowed to spit at you anymore. Do you know, some things we'll miss.
Are you not vaccinated?
I'm half vaccinated, right. Yeah. I'm half AstraZeneca. I don't know if you've found this, but, you've only just got your appointment for Sunday, but there's a lot of snobbery in the vaccination world, or a lot of one-upmanship. You know, like my sister-in-law got the Pfizer and we all went, ooh, you know what I mean? And she only needs to wait 4 weeks for her second jab.
Yes.
My brother got the Moderna, and they're now assuring me that I've only been just injected with water, you know, because they're poo-pooing the AstraZeneca. Yeah. But I'm very glad to have it. Yeah. And, you know, I got quite
given
emotional.
Given the choice, which would you have picked?
I suppose just because it sounds great. Or, you know, it's just literally the sound of it. The Pfizer. Because it's foxy, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was happy when they said to me, it's AstraZeneca. I said, thank you very much, you know.
I'll take two.
Yeah. I've won now and I'll have won a while. I won't take them all at once, you know. Yeah. Too much pleasure. But I got quite emotional because, you know, I was queuing with a whole load of people my age and we were all there, you know, just shuffling in, presenting ourselves and saying that we were still alive and happy to be there. And I asked the nurse who gave it to me, you know, did she find a lot of people getting a bit tearful? And she said, yeah, but it's because it's hope, isn't it? You know, and I think that's it, isn't it? It's just
tears
wonderful.
Of joy.
That's it, yeah, and the hope that it'll
Did you
help.
Have to give a lot of consideration to what you wore? Going to get your.
Do you know, it never even occurred to me. As long as you have the mask on, you know, you think, oh,
no,
I'm
but
grand.
Access to the upper arm. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's. I think you're an idiot if you don't think that. Or else a show off who just needs to get naked in front of people. And in fairness, it's been a long time since we were allowed to do that as well, isn't it? Lockdown's put a stop to so many things. The simple pleasures. But it was wonderful. Yeah.
Now it looks like you're going to be an international vaccine recipient in that you got half vaccinated in the UK.
Yeah, I had one of those lockdowns where, like everyone in showbiz, there was nothing. You know, like I was unemployed. But that's kind of the story of people in showbiz lives, unless they're Judi Dench. But even she was unemployed for the pandemic and shut down and locked down and the whole lot. So there was one little television job that was postponed for 316 days before we got to do it. And while we were doing it, because it was back in the UK, so I travelled over and, you know, did all my quarantines and tested out the yin yang and the whole lot. And while I was there and all of the travel restrictions started tightening and I was doing the little bit of work and thrilled with myself, and it was only a few days, but look at after a year of nothing, it was marvellous. And I got a letter from the NHS offering me my jab, and I thought, thank you very much, and I'm a great fan of the NHS, so I've taken my AstraZeneca from the UK.
Right.
Now here's the thing, I'm due my second jab, but of course, you know, pretty much locked down here, and it's supposed to be in a few weeks' time. So I'm wondering, you know, I didn't even register with the HSE. Say I did, and I went in, and they gave me an AstraZeneca. That'd be me.
You're sorted, hands across the border,
wouldn't it? But then again, you know, I'd look like I was only half vaccinated either here or there, so I don't know how that works.
My understanding is that the first and the second, they're the same.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know what I mean?
There isn't a big stash of firsts and a big stash of seconds.
No, I'm sure they're the same, yeah. But I'd have to have little notifications from both governments. No, having said that, wouldn't that be in these post-Brexit days? Wouldn't it be lovely?
Yes.
Hands across
You'd
the sea.
You'd be an example.
And, do you know, and saying we can make things work. Yeah. You know, this is the hand we've been dealt. Let's do it. Yeah. So I'm prepared to be an international
giver of happiness. Would you not register here?
Well, I suppose I could, but then I might confuse the HSE very greatly.
All right.
You know, and what if I went in and they offered me the Pfizer? I wouldn't be able to resist it.
Seemingly they're interchangeable.
Do you know, are they?
No, AstraZeneca is a different one to the Pfizer.
Yeah,
sorry.
So maybe not, you know.
Pfizer and Moderna seemingly are interchangeable.
Oh. So do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's a mind fuck. Yeah. But it's isn't it a fabulous kind of a decision to have to make at an international level?
It isn't.
Because I'd be doing this for the country now, you know, and for international relations.
Yeah.
So there you go. A first world problem, but an international and important one.
This is big news. I don't think anybody knows it, but yeah. You are about to play Pierce Brosnan's wife in a movie.
Now, before everyone just
kissing?
Drops dead, you know, with the excitement of that, it is an animation. So, in fairness, I am his cartoon wife, if you like. But I'm only largely based on a real person anyway. So, you know, kind of the place I should be is animation, really, when you think of it. Because, you know, do I really exist? So anyway, yes, there is a very fabulous thing coming at the end of the month on Sky Cinema, I believe, on the 28th. It's Riverdance, the movie, and it's an animated feature. I've seen some of it, not all. I'll be tuning in like everyone else on the day. And it is, it's not the, you know, the story of the show or anything like that. It is a full new story and a movie that will appeal to all ages of your family.
Now, I've only seen the trailer. It looks like a Celtic tale, is it?
It is. It's full of mythology, real or not. Well, is mythology real? Oh, hello. Discuss. Oh, God, I'm full of big ideas today, aren't I? But anyway, it follows.
You're like a coil spring that just got out.
I haven't been let out in over a year.
You know, just wind her up and let her go.
I'm overexcited. It's not pretty. Oh, my God. It's just as well it's radio, because it's. And I pity you having to watch it. But. I did shave this morning anyway before I came out, so some things are okay. But yes, it's the story of basically Pierce Brosnan is a lighthouse keeper, and the lighthouse light must be kept lit against the forces of darkness, and something happens to him. Now, I'm married to him, so obviously I'm married to one of the James Bonds, so I'm an elderly Bond girl in this, and let that be just noted internationally. So anyway, something happens to him, and his grandson Keegan has to take over the duties, aided slightly by myself. So it's just amazing. Like, what you do is, sadly, you don't get to get into the studio with everyone else because, and this was pre-COVID as well anyway, but it's just because it's an animation, you know, they record
remotely,
all of the live.
Yeah,
it's, I mean, you couldn't have a cast like they've got, unless you had a multi-million
cast,
budget. Yeah, because like Brendan Gleeson's in it, he's a huge part, and there's Pierce, there's myself.
Pauline McLean.
Aisling B's in it, you know, a raft of other people. Yeah. And so, of course, there's dancing and music in it as well, and the dancing's magnificent. And what they did for it was they filmed actual Riverdance dancers, you know, all covered almost in a suit.
Thank you.
You're hip with the kids and
well,
technology.
I don't know if I'm hip with them.
And so they did that, and then the animators animated it. So there's a whole raft of stags at one stage dancing, and it's like, oh my word, it's just magical to such music as stirs us every time we hear it.
I feel I'm going to get up.
There's dancing happening in the studio, everyone. He's good, I'll tell you that. Jesus, you have to rate him. You have to rate him. But it's so it's like a story all based around the most brilliant things about Riverdance. Oh, here we go. And then, do you remember the huge burst of applause during the Eurovision when we saw it? I was sitting on my sofa in Cabra at the time, and I remember, or Fabra, as we like to call it, and I remember texting around our phone and people saying, did you just see that?
Yeah.
Did you, what happened there? What happened? Because as somebody who was dragged up through the Irish dancing and has a bockety knee as a result, that's my excuse. And, you know, we weren't allowed to use our hands and do all of the things that we were watching. It was extraordinary and brilliant. And 25 years later, it still is brilliant.
And there's a movie
to be animated and come to, Riverdance the movie.
Who would have thought that it would have had legs like that?
Many, many, many legs. So yeah, that's the big excitement at the moment. Yeah.
So at the end of the month on Sky.
Yeah, yeah. So it's you know, doesn't matter who you are or what age you are, you're going to love this. It couldn't not appeal to you. You'd have to be kind of dead in your soul not to love it. That's what I think.
Do you get a sense that things are going to speed up now?
Yeah, I mean, do you know,
are you getting calls now from people for shows and all that
things,
sort of thing?
Things are happening, certainly television and film wise. I can't say that I have anything to do. I am splendidly unemployed still. Available, in other words. But, you know, I mean, the sad thing is that there'll be no live theatre for a while yet anyway. And, you know, you worry sometimes when we return. And by the way, it would be one of the safest environments you could go into because, you know, it's so regulated and everything. Even, you know, the bits that were tried out even during the lockdown worked so well. And, you know, it's a really safe thing to do. But, you know, now there's going to have to be distancing, and obviously there's an economic knock on to that. Yeah. And, you know, so we'll see, I suppose, smaller shows live, but they're, you know, they're going to be great as well, because I think that probably what we've realised during the lockdown, all of us in the entertainment business, is that we felt really disposable. You know, I won't lie, and Panty Bliss has spoken about this as well, how overnight Dr. Bliss realised that her whole world kind of
disappeared.
Came to nothing and it disappeared. It'll be back though, thank goodness. And we have to be back because, you know, the storytellers in our communities, they're the ones who kind of help to make sense of what we lived through. And that's what theatre does, for instance, and television and, you know,
and
storytelling,
and comedy,
all of the things, and particularly the live events when we can go out and be together and celebrate, just making it through.
But even like we've had a huge reaction to Brian Kennedy singing live from his kitchen, because we've been deprived of that for
so long. Yeah. And I mean, and now that, you know, I mean, touch wood, the weather will pick up and it won't be a very rainy Irish summer, you know. Yeah. But between that and our vaccines and everything, I mean, you know, the excitement is palpable. But yet, there are things like, I remember speaking to you before and saying, look, we're living in a more mindful way now. We have a big mindfulness going on. Things will be better, and I hope we hang on to that.
That was my next question.
Well, you see, and I'm a bit worried now. Yeah. Like, there was a lot of traffic when I was coming across town to you today. And
okay,
I'm thinking,
let's put it this way then. Have you changed? Has it changed you?
Yeah, I hope I'm no more madder, as we would say, than usual, in a crackpot kind of way. I mean, I'm hoping that everybody will, you know, I'm hoping that I haven't gotten too hippy-dippy, you know, over the time, because I was kind of going that way anyway. It's the age I'm at and the whole lot. But, like, I am worried now that we're not going to just concentrate on the important things and you know.
It's odd, because Barbara was at the checkout when I was in the supermarket yesterday evening, actually. Barbara's a lovely lady, and we always have her chats, and she was going to me, it's wonderful, there's hope, and I got vaccinated, and it's brilliant. And she says, I'll never give out about anything again. She says, I'm going to really appreciate things. And that was, I didn't ask her about it, she offered it up.
Yeah.
I said, we get a t-shirt done, Barbara, remember the pandemic.
Yeah, you know. And you know, and that's exactly, we must hold that close, and we must, you know, take positives from it. And also feel that, obviously, that we can't just settle for what we had beforehand, because things can improve. And I mean, you look at the greatest single threat to us all at the moment is climate change. And we've all just kind of, you know, stepped away from being big polluters, I hope, during the pandemic. And we can keep that up, for instance. And if every person makes a little effort, then we're going to be living in a far better place. And we'll be able to leave it behind as well, rather than destroy it and for it to come to nothing. But, you know, there's other things as well, like that. Like, a lot of us use the internet to stay in touch with people and whatever else. And it's during, you know, the last year and a bit. And it's a very double-edged beast, because, I mean, there's things happening at the moment. And, you know, this is where you start thinking, oh, have we changed at all? Like, there's a big TikTok craze where kids have ducklings.
Oh, I know. We talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And for instance, that's like been propagated on the internet and the whole lot. Now, I have to say, to like, all of the rescues in the country are now inundated with ducklings. And you know, if your kid has one, believe me, they cannot look after it properly, because it needs to be trained how to forage, how to look after itself.
No, we spoke to Niall Hatch there.
Yeah, and the whole lot, it won't be waterproof, depending on what age it is, so it will drown. You know, all that. So you see this happening, you think, oh, there are still, you know, things that we have to be on the lookout for.
Well, it wasn't, the pandemic was never going to right all wrongs.
No, for sure not. But, you know, it's we realise the power of communicating with one another, I suppose, say, on the internet and using.
Do you know what I think on a global level is hugely important? That global cooperation got us to where we are now with the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to the pandemic, a lot of people were saying, for example, if we want to tackle climate change, it requires global cooperation.
Yeah.
If we want to take on the big tech companies, that demands global
and
cooperation.
We can do it. Yeah,
we
you
can
know,
do it.
As Mr. Barack Obama used to say. And he was so right, wasn't he?
Can.
You know?
Yes, we can.
But you know, it's like interesting as we move forward. Like, I mean, soon we're going to be let back out shopping on the streets. Yeah. Now, at that stage, I'll be taken to Grafton Street with a bucket, trying to raise funds for Little Hill because the animal rescue and sanctuary. Because of course, there's been nothing for the last year. Like, fundraising has changed completely, and now I'm worried that when I'm out with my bucket. Neil Sackman on Word for bucket, ask Gaelga, but my busca, bucket, is it a bucket?
Yes.
Sometimes they're so similar and make you uppy. But do you know, we'd be there, and I'm wondering, will people be carrying cash anymore? You know, because there's another thing. Yeah. You know, we've all been tapping.
I feel sorry
for
the guys who deliver takeaway. Like, we only get it once a week, but there's no cash in the house.
Because we have no cash.
Great
stuff
to see
like
you.
That.
Riverdance, the animated movie on Sky towards the end of the month with Pauline and Brendan Gleeson and Pierce Brosnan and Aisling Bea and loads more, and the music of Bill Whelan, of course, the brilliant Riverdance music. We have Michael Mosley on next. We're going to be talking about balancing on one foot.
I'm very bad at that. I've very bad balance.
Right,
that's even sober now, you know, and it doesn't improve after that. Very bad.
But the brilliant thing to know is, and we'll be talking about it, is that you can actually get better at it just by practicing.
I need to be listening to that because you know, I have dreams and hopes that the High Wire Act can happen. I mean, now we're making ourselves big, and if the movie becomes a live action. Oh, hello. I have to be able to dance like one of the river dancers, you know. Jeepers.
Pauline, great to see you.
And so good to have you in the studio.
That's fantastic. And look at
everyone, keep on keeping on. We're getting there.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.